afternoon for the JCC Family History Project. The date is October the 10th, and I would like to introduce Raeva Lippitz. She has consented to share her recollections with us this afternoon. Raeva, would you please give us your name, address, and if you wish, your phone number.
Hello, I'm Raeva Lippitz, 3032 Carson Way, 452-2892.
Thank you very much. Raeva, we want to go back in time. I think you told me that you know a great deal about your grandparents and your great-grandparents. So if you'll just please take over now and tell us as much as you can recall, we'd appreciate it.
Well, let's start out on my mother's side. Her grandfather was Avram Finko, F-I-N-K-O, who was a Feldscher, which was a physician under the Russian government. And he received, many years after being a physician, medals from the Tsarina because he perfected some sort of an injection for some disease, which I'm not sure of. My great-grandmother's name was Golda. My grandmother's name was Hannah Rachel Weinstein, who was their daughter, and she was married to Mayor Yitzchak Weinstein, and they had 6 children. My mother was one of the younger ones. And the children all migrated to the United States at various times. Mama came over in 1904. My father, Morris Lippitz, came over in 1905. My grandfather on my mother's father was also a doctor, although he didn't work for the Russian government, I don't think. He may have. And my father's father was Samuel Joseph Lippitz, and he was a sefer. He wrote Torahs and mezuzahs for a living. His wife was, her name went out of my mind just now. Wait a minute, I'll have to think about it. At any rate, she supplemented the family income by being a butcher. Her name was Metachana, for whom my sister was named. And they had 3 children. My father, an older sister, and a younger brother. And the brother's name was Zalman, and he stayed in Europe, and he was in the Holocaust. He, his wife, and 4 children. The remaining 4 children of his went to Israel. And I'm trying to think what else you want to know. My parents had 5 children. The oldest was Martha, and my brother Irving, and my brother Sidney, who died at 3 months. They were twins. And then my sister Sophie, and I'm the youngest. Martha Irving and Sophie were born in Brooklyn, but came to Louisville at very, very early age. I was born here in Louisville. And when I was born, we lived on Preston Street, which was in the heart.
Just a minute, before you go into when you were born, could you tell us a little more about how Mom and Papa came to Louisville? Mm-hmm. And who was born? Well, you said that Irving was born in New York.
The 3 of them were born in New York. It seems that Irving and Martha were having trouble health-wise in New York. The weather was just a little bit too extreme for them, and Papa proceeded to find a place that would be warmer for them and where they could grow up a lot healthier. And Mama had cousins here in Louisville, Mrs. David Karp and Simon Fine and Julius Fine and Sam Fine. And the And Mrs. Anna Osland was also in the family. And he came here to find out what was going on in this part of the country. And when he arrived here in December, it was one of our very rare sunshiny days, and he was very excited. He called Mom and said, pack up the children and come. This is the place for us. And when they got here, Mama arrived with the three children in tow to a snowstorm in January. But they were always glad that they came to Louisville because they were able to give their children things here that they would not have been able to give them in New York.
That's really very interesting. And now I wonder if you'll tell us about what was your birthday and where you lived then and so forth.
When I was born in November 1920, Mom and Papa had gone into the wallpaper business and had a store at Preston and Walnut. And we lived upstairs, and they always said that I must have brought the family prosperity because we had a girl to take care of me while Mama was in the store. And we lived in the heart of the Jewish area there. It was a mixed neighborhood. There were Jews, and there were Italians, and there were black people. And later on, many years later, the Lebanese came in and moved in with in that area, but we had already moved away. But we were only a block and a half from the shul. The Besmetters HaGadol was at Preston in what is now Liberty, but it was Fear Avenue at that time. We were right near the butchers, we were across the street from the delicatessen, and we were only two blocks from Hebrew school, which was utmost in Mama's mind. We had to have a Jewish education.
How long were you there, and where did you live after that?
We lived there until I was 6 years old, and then we had rented that property. And Papa bought a house at 614 East Market Street. And we lived there for 12 years until the property was sold, till he sold the property and moved closer to downtown area.
Do you remember something about your school days and your Hebrew school days and who was the principal then and some of the other people involved and what Mama did in the Hebrew school?
Well, when I went to Hebrew school, you see, Irvin, Sophie, and Martha were out. But the principal, I think, was Rabbi Cederbaum. And at that time, I had four teachers, Rabbi Kornfield, Rabbi Zaltzman. And later on, there was a Rabbi Kirshner there, but he didn't teach me, and a Rabbi Schwab, but that was after me. Mama became interested in the Hebrew school and was president of the Ladies Auxiliary for many, many years. And Papa always told the story that he never knew when he came to the store whether it would be opened or closed, because if the Hebrew school needed money, Mama would close the store and go and snore canned goods and different things so that the Ladies Auxiliary could make a cafeteria supper to make money to pay the teachers.
What did you and your parents do for social activities during those years?
Well, it was quite interesting. As I say, we lived in a very Jewish area, but in the summertime when it was ungodly hot, and there was no way they could put us to sleep upstairs in the, you know, over the store. We would all pile into the truck, all the neighbors would get in their cars, and we would ride out to Jacobs Park. That was four nights a week, Monday through Thursday. And they'd go out there. We didn't play cards. In at Shawnee Park, all the people who lived in the West End would get together and go out and play cards. But there was always a discussion group going on at the Jacobs Park, and the kids would play together on the swings or whatever they wanted to do. And then when it cooled off, we would go home. Friday night, of course, was Shabbos, and nobody went to the park on Shabbos. Saturday night was spent in our family at least, going to the Haymarket to buy vegetables and to the butcher to buy the meat, to do things, the shopping that couldn't be done during the week was done on Saturday night. And then in our household, which was most unusual, Mama and Papa would get dressed up on Sunday night and go in and have dinner and go to the Kentucky Picture Show. When Papa would have to see the shows twice, that meant that they sat through a double feature twice. But they enjoyed it, and then they'd meet their friends in a restaurant on 4th Street called Thompson's, where they would get everybody would join for coffee. And then they'd come home.
Do you recall what the prices were like in those days? You were just little. How about as you got older, where did you go to school? And or did we cover that before? No. Where did you go to school, and can you remember some of your contemporaries that lived in the neighborhood?
Well, when Papa bought the house on Market Street, it was right across the street from the Heim Roberts School, and I went there for 5 years. I have this strange experience that everywhere I went to school, they tore it down. It wasn't because I couldn't get out, but they did. I went to Heim Roberts School, I went to Margaret Merker for 1 year, and then I went over to Eastern Junior High School. And from Eastern Junior High School, I went to Louisville Girls High School, none of which is in existence right now.
I could tell who I was raised with, the girls from Boys and Taylor from everything.
Yeah, well, talk a little bit about those people, because a lot of them are still around today.
Oh, yeah. I graduated from Hader with Eli Jaffe, with Leon Shavinsky, with Esther. Her name was Schlossberg at that time. Her name is, and it's gone for me, too. Okay, she lives in Florida now. And then I went to school with Charlie Weisberg, I think they call him Pinky now, and Goody Goldberg and Israel Yaffe, and they were older than I, but we all went to the same school together, and Irma Yaffe and Jerry Castleman, who's a doctor now in Houston, Texas. As a matter of fact, there were a lot of Jewish kids going to school at Eastern Junior High School, and they always used to say they could close up on the Jewish holidays because nobody was there.
Can you talk a little bit about the synagogues, which synagogue you went to, and who was the rabbi or the cantor or so forth?
Well, when I was little, we went to, as I told you before, to the Bais Medrash HaGadol. And then in 1925, I think it was, or maybe 24, something right in there, they decided to consolidate the Bais Medrash HaGadol and the B'nai Yankiv shuls. And they bought property on Floyd and Jacob, and they consolidated and became the Knesset Israel. Papa was one of the signers on the mortgage so that they would be able to build the shul. And I remember, I couldn't have been very old, but I remember going to the cornerstone laying. And we walked in the mud and everything just to get up there to watch them lay the cornerstone. Then, as I grew up, we went to the Knesset Israel, and I joined the Guild, which was a teenage club that belonged to, and I think I was the treasurer at one time. And we used to meet and go to and have dances and just the idea of getting the Jewish kids together.
Rabbi Mendelbaum was
our first rabbi in that shul.
And then when did you go to Knesset?
That was Knesset.
That was Knesset. And then there were other rabbis that...
Rabbi Benjamin Brilliant came down after Rabbi Mendelbaum left. And he brought his wife with him, who was only about 20 years old or 21 years old at that time, and really did a lot of work with us in the Guild.
I know you said that you and your mom used to pal around together a lot. And tell us something about your Saturday excursion.
We lived on Hancock and Market. And Mama would work in the store on Saturday morning, and sometimes I would go to shoe on, sometimes I would just stay home. But after lunch, Papa would come in. He stayed on Saturday afternoon, and Mama and I would walk to 4th and Market, and then walk all the way down to Broadway and back, going into all the stores, doing all the shopping, doing a little buying at the time, too, for everybody who needed anything, Papa, Irving. The girls usually did their own. But then we would turn around and walk all the way back and get home before supper time. And then rewind it a bit and see how far.
What do you recall about some of the social activities?
Well, as a family, we always went to the, during the summer, to the various picnics that the shuls and the organizations gave. At the end of Southern Parkway at New Cut Road, there was Summers Park, which was rented to us, to the organizations, and they had booths. It was like a carnival. They had booths and they had rides, and then they'd have a band and there would be a dance. And it was just, there were a general get-together for everybody. And then they also gave summer picnics. There was a cafeteria supper, too, that the women of the organizations would make for everybody. And there was a park at Old 3rd Street Road and New Cut Road, which just a few, was maybe a half a mile away from the other park. And that was called Sennings Park. And the interesting thing about Sennings Park, which is where the old Colonial Gardens is now, is that they had a little zoo, and we could go and see all the animals that we wouldn't have seen anywhere.
Do you remember any of the people that participated in this with you?
Well, of course, there were the people that I went to school with generally, but there were other people, like, they came from other shuls. I remember Morris Weinberg and his wife, Sylvia Turk, and the Kleinman kids, Sylvia and her sister, Ruth. And, there were just lots. I remember going up to when the Kleinmans had moved out to Mount Holly, on Brownsboro Road, which was in the country at that time, and we used to have picnics out there later years. Mr. Kleinman was also a big worker in the shul. And, other names don't come to me right now. Forrest Pressman was in on it.
Okay. Were you and the family active at the YMHA?
I was. I went through at the YMHA. I was in Young Judea. I was in Junior Hadassah. I was president of Junior Hadassah at one time, and in Hadassah and in other social affairs. And of course, during the war, we worked for the USO. And Mama used to go with the Talmatora to make suppers for the soldiers on Sunday night or for breakfasts on Sunday morning. And they also went to Fort Knox to cook for the soldiers. And I remember Mom and Papa and the rabbi and several other people going out there. Irving's mother-in-law, Minnie Ginsburg, used to be quite active in cooking for them, too. And Mrs. Tannenbaum and Mrs. Castleman and Mrs. Schatz. They were all women who worked in the organizations.
Can you think of any funny things that happened, any little anecdotes you might remember?
Not really, but what I do want to remember is that when Bialik came to Louisville, Chaim Nachum Bialik, the Hebrew poet, came to Louisville to speak at the Hebrew school. I was just a little girl, but I do remember hearing that Sophie met, along with another, with a committee, met him at the train and gave him roses. And somewhere in the center, there is a picture taken in front of the old Hebrew school, 208 East Walnut, of everybody, including Bialik, and all the kids who were there that day.
Can you remember any of them that were there, the names of any?
Well, the Jaffees, there was Jeanette Jaffe and Craney and Rosie and Eli, and the Comers, there was Jenny and Emma and Alvin Comer, and the Perskys, that would be Dorothy and Hannah and Selma and Morris and Robert. And I'm just trying to think who else was in the neighborhood. The Snyders, Rose and Sammy Snyder, and probably some of the Waldmans and some of the Yaffes. Names are escaping me right now, because as I say, at that time I was just a little, I may have been 3 or 4 years old.
Tell me something about you, who you work for, and so forth.
Well, I went to work at 14, as everybody else did. We worked on Saturday, and my first job was working for Dave Kahn in his 5 and 10 cent store on Preston and Walnut. I worked for a glowing $4 a day, and that was a day. And then I got a job working for Waterman's for $5 on Saturday, and that was because she gave us supper too. Esther was a real doll, I'm telling you.
What about later? Didn't you work for L&N?
Yeah. Much later, I went to work for the L&N in 1943, and late 1943, and I worked there for 36 years until the L&N left Louisville, was taken over by the Seaboard Coastline, and I decided not to go to Jacksonville, Florida, and I just quit.
Did you do any traveling via the railroad while you were working for them?
Yes, one of the benefits that I got was a free pass on a foreign road once a year, but I also did a lot of traveling on the L&N line. I went to Atlanta several times. I went to New Orleans. I went to Cincinnati, and I went to lots of places on the road. And of course I did go to New York twice a year to see my sister and her husband and children.
Before we close, how about bringing us up to date on your family, your sisters, and who they married and so forth?
Well, my oldest sister, who is now deceased, married Max Hitlin in January the 1st, 1939. Irving was the first one married, and he married Blanche Ginsburg, August the 14th, 1938. My sister Sophie married Dr. Samuel Noble on November the 10th, 1940, and moved to the hinterlands of Canada to Belterre, Ontario, and about a year later, they moved to Kilmar, Ontario, which was much better. While it was still up on a mountain, it was only 60 miles from Montreal.
Before we conclude this interview, is there anything else that you would like to tell us? Any other memories that you would like to put down on tape?
I do want to say only one thing. I'm very glad that my parents decided to live in Louisville, because I think I've had a real full life here, and that I wouldn't have had in a bigger city.
Thank you very much. This interview was conducted by Zira Lippitz, sister-in-law to Ray Eva.